It's our SME special feature. Today we speak to an entrepreneur who's been in the prop tech sector, which uses technology to facilitate rental property arrangements. Prop tech is not a new phenomenon, but this entrepreneur says his offering is a bit different to others. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Craig Buckley. He's the managing director of Rios. Thanks very much, Craig, for joining us. Now, tell us about Rios, when it was established and the work that it does.
The business was established a couple of years ago, but we only officially launched in September. And Rios stands for Rentals Operating System. And yeah, we are a very proudly local and South African tech company, and we specialize in building tools and services that help support and equip and enable residential rental professionals.
Right. So typically, what do prop tech type companies do, and what is it about Rios that distinguishes itself from others?
So I think it's probably fair to say that actually generally the rental sector is probably a little bit behind the curve when it comes to tech adoption and innovation. We have seen a little bit of a shift in the last couple of years where there have been a few more new entrants to the market in terms of prop tech. But generally, most of the new entrants have actually been focusing on disrupting and displacing the professionals, whereas we are very much focused on actually empowering and equipping and partnering with the professional sector. And also, I think we're very unique in terms of comparing ourselves to other, I guess, more traditional prop tech companies is that we're heavily invested in using the best-in-class fintech solutions. So we're using things like private blockchain, and it's really there just to ensure that the rental professionals get the best possible solutions out there. And I think also where we also probably a little bit different is that whilst we're using some of the most sophisticated fintech solutions, we're also very cognizant of the fact that actually your average rental professional is not necessarily a financial specialist.
Yes.
So it's also about how do we design workflows and a user experience that is very much built around their bespoke needs.
Yeah. So you've kind of given us a hint of some of the tools that you do provide, but just give us an overview of the tools that you give to rental management professionals and what impact that has on their ability to deliver.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, it seems to what we're really looking to do is not only just simplify the workflow and their day-to-day life, but also provide them with a lot of automation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of notoriously complex and repetitive tasks that are involved with renting. So in a more practical sense, essentially what this means is we're looking to take processes like your month end, which can be quite a stressful time for real estate agencies, and it can take a good 3-4 days of hard slog to get that done.
Yes.
Whereas with Rios, you can actually complete that whole process within an hour, just because of the automation and simplifications we've got in place. Also, we've got a very strong focus on security. Obviously, being in blockchain is incredibly secure. We've got a fully auditable audit trail that is very robust. And then there's also financial controls and greater transparency, not just for our users, but also for their customers, so your tenants and property owners alike.
Yes, well, that brings me nicely to my next question. From the perspective of those who actually rent, what are the benefits of renting through agents who use your platform?
So hopefully they'll get a more reliable and more professional service, because we'll enable all that in the background. Make sure that there's far greater transparency. Also, a big thing is also around deposit management, because unfortunately there's quite a lot of mismanagement of deposits. So we actually will help make sure not only are your deposits locked away securely and managed appropriately, but we'll also earn improved interest rate yields for you and pass that back to the tenants. Obviously better collections means more money also for landlords.
Yes. Now, when did you notice the gaps in the market, and what was involved in getting from concept to implementation of the idea?
I think like many startups, the full story is a long and winding one that goes back probably as far as 10 years ago. But just 3 years ago, really. And to be honest, we were actually also, like many of the other competitors, playing around in the space of looking, well, you know, how do we improve rentals by actually replacing the rental agency? And it was through that process that we actually realized that there are very few to know property owners that actually want to rent manage properties themselves.
Yes.
It's actually quite a schlep to do it. And the real problem was that people were doing it themselves just because of the lack of options, and they just didn't see the value in the professional services.
Yes.
And it was through that process that we actually realized that the real opportunity and also the root cause of the problem was actually sitting with the fact that professionals weren't adequately equipped and tooled to provide the service that that landlords and tenants are like really desperately seek.
Yes.
So that's when we really doubled down on that. Yes, I mean, obviously a bit of a discovery period, and then we've also had an extended beta phase where we've been testing the system for the last 12 months. And yeah, just when you're dealing with people's money, it's obviously just really important that you don't make any mistakes.
Yes.
So that's why we've taken our time and taken a slow and steady approach to the product development.
Mm. So now when you compare your more traditional rental agency to a platform like yours, in terms of the cost benefit for the landlord, is it that much more?
No, so we're not necessarily looking to replace the mental professionals in terms of the traditional. We're actually looking to empower them so they would actually use our software. And then essentially from their perspective, the service that they're offering to the landlord is they could do one of two things. Is they could potentially offer a cheaper service, but more than likely what they can do is offer the same rate, but give you a far more professional, comprehensive, and complete experience and service.
No, I did understand what the whole concept is about, but I'm just saying for those traditional rental agencies that don't use a platform like yours and continue to do things the way that things have always been done in the past, whether they're at a disadvantage compared to people who use your platform.
Yes. So I think doing things the traditional way, the few struggles with it is obviously you having to throw a lot of people at it. So whilst you save on tech costs, you end up spending a lot more on people. Obviously, if the desired results tend to be not necessarily always achieved.
Yes.
And then also just with local shifts and trends in terms of very topical stuff around COVID and lockdown, just the ways of work have changed fundamentally over the last few months.
Yes.
And the traditional ways of doing things, being office bound, working with a paper based system, was just no longer viable.
Mm.
So, yeah, really, it's essential that you now move on to cloud based solutions like Rias, where you can work from anywhere, any time, on any device. And that also your process is completely paperless.
Yeah. So going back to the whole issue of realization of the concept and implementation, who sort of backed your idea so that you could bring it to fruition? Because you say that you started some years ago, but you're only officially launching now.
So we're very fortunate. We've got a couple of quite prominent and well-known seed investors that have not only just really liked our thinking and our solution and the tech that we're building, but also, to not just dug into their pocket and given us some nice funding, but mm-hmm. they've also played a very strong mentorship role.
Yes.
Which is also obviously very important to just have a couple of wise heads in the background that have been there, done that, and just mentoring you through the process is also essential.
Very fortunate indeed. So, Craig, in conclusion, what are your plans for expansion, if any?
So the platform is definitely built with the intention to expand into international territories over time. So whilst the system is bank integrated, the architecture is designed in a way that we can actually plug into any bank anywhere in the world. But whilst we're very excited about the opportunities internationally, we also obviously very, very much focused in the short term around the local markets.
Yes.
And yeah, like I said, we're very, very proudly South African. So we're going to be focusing initially on the South African market. And then once we've got that right, we'll look to take it overseas.
Excellent. That was Craig Buckley. He's the managing director of Rios.